I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, for people who enjoy all things Scottish, Friday night is a chance to celebrate poet Robert Burns and a lot of Scottish traditions.
This is happening at 7 o'clock Friday night, and the Foundation at the 1717 Meeting House in West Barnstable is presenting its second annual Burns Night. It's part of a tradition since the 19th century of celebrating Scottish national poet Robert Burns' birthday. There's going to be singing of Auld Lang Syne, which is based on a poem by Burns. There will be music from the Highland Pipes, piano, and organ, and there will be narration and poetry by Greg Williams. There's also going to be a spread of Scottish delicacies, and yes, that's going to include haggis, which is a traditional pudding containing sheep organs.
Mmm. If you can't wait until spring, you can get a dose of colorful gardens this weekend by visiting the Cape and Islands Orchid Society's 29th annual show and sale in Hyannis.
This is happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday in the ballroom at the Resort and Conference Center at Hyannis. And that room is going to be filled with all kinds of orchids for viewing by people who are interested in knowing more about growing them or for just enjoying them. Exhibitors include various New England orchid societies, individual hobby growers, and a few professional growers. What they bring is going to be judged, but if you're not interested in that, there's also going to be speakers holding talks about growing tips and tricks, and there's going to be other topics as well as vendors outside the exhibit area, and they're going to have orchid-related and plant-growing items for sale.
If you're thinking even further into the year to summer, then you can pretend you're at the beach at a fundraiser Saturday night in Mashpee.
This motto is Life's a Beach for the annual Winter Beach Party fundraiser, and that's hosted by the ALS Family Charitable Foundation. It's an age 21 plus event. It's happening from 7:30 to closing at Dino's Sports Bar in Mashpee. And there's going to be music by the Baja Brothers, raffles, a contest for best beach attire, lays, door prizes, and a beach barbecue. Proceeds are going to help both patients and families dealing with ALS.
Now here's something I didn't know. It's been 100 years since the first recording of jazz music, and pianist Ben Rosenblum is marking that occasion and a more personal one on Sunday. Tell us about this.
Well, Ben recently graduated from the joint program between Columbia University and Juilliard School of Music, but he's already won many awards, he's played around the world, and he's played with well-known jazz performers, and he also recently released an album. He's going to bring a program called 100 Years of Jazz to the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth, and that's happening at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The idea is to share the music with an audience and commemorate that big event, but it's also a 94th birthday present for his grandfather, who's Dr. Gershon Rosenblum, and he lives in Dennis.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links, along with audio of this conversation, at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.